Hi, David Astle here from Evenings on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria. I want to bring you a chat that I had with Guido Mello, who's an Afro-Brazilian who's living in Melbourne. He's an entrepreneur and a poet. And we were talking about a word in Portuguese that has no equivalent in English.
So the word is saudade, which is S-A-U-D-A-D-E. And saudade, it's an abstract substantive. It's really the same as love or, you know, like a feeling that's, or courage. You know, it's a feeling that you can't really quantify and you cannot really describe. And it's a combination of feelings. It's the closest you have in English is to miss someone. So you say, I miss you. But I miss you, it's like, you know, it's an imperative. You say to someone that you miss that person. But saudade is, I have saudade of you. It's like you become the subject and you have this lacking. So that is, you're actually taking a piece of you and saying, you're lacking here. I have a saudade from you.
It feels like to me, if I had to, if this was a recipe and I had to work out the key ingredients of saudade, I would say that lacking or absence is a really important ingredient and passion. There's almost a combination of passion and
the passion potentially, but you can have saudade from something that from someone that's dead. You can have saudade from even something that wasn't good necessarily. Like, saudade is a really, okay. So saudade comes from, the origins of saudade, there's a line that says saudade has its origins on the Moors invasion and dominance of Portugal and Spain. And there's a word called saudade in old Arabic that sort of means like bad blood in the heart, or like, you know, which is metaphorically could be like this pain. But that's one line that's worth mentioning. But the main line is that saudade comes from Latin, which comes from solitude, which is to be alone. And then no one better than the Portuguese to make it.
Like, there's why is that? Why?
Because there's no people's, you know, I'm 30% Portuguese as a disclaimer, so I own it. I can talk about it. And there's no people, I've been there like 6 times, and there's no people that is, they lost so much. In so, like, they lost, they, like, the, as the Europeans, like, they had this, they had all these empires and all these lands that they conquered and they invaded and whatnot. And then you get to the, you know, the world is like really recent. It's like 15, 16, 17, and you get to these things that they're going to diminish and they diminish and they diminish. And then they have so much pain.
Well, hang on, they won the World Cup in football.
Yeah, that's
true. Is that going to undo all the pain?
And it was so much fun. No, not the World Cup, the European Cup. That's correct.